What were your first thoughts whenever the allegation was put to you by the diocesan representative and you were interviewed by her? What were you thinking then? Was it, how is this going to look? Or were you thinking, how could this end up? What was going through your mind?
Well, it's hard to recall, Sean, because I was just listening to the allegations being put before me and thinking to myself, well, these are false. There's no truth in them, and I can easily answer these allegations.
So you were quite relaxed about that, in that sense?
In that sense, yes. In that sense, yes.
When the police had you in for questioning, it had obviously escalated somewhat, because then it's...
Well, the complainant had made a full statement to the police, yes. And then during the interview, that statement was put to me by the investigating officer. And it was a very hostile and alien environment. And
tell us about that environment.
Pardon?
Tell us about the environment.
Well, you're in a room with two police officers, and my solicitor was with me, and everything was being recorded on tape. And I was very anxious. I was very nervous, obviously. I was shell-shocked. I was shattered by the horrendous allegations that were being levelled against me. And I did my very best to answer the questions put before me as well as I could.
And how do you think you were treated by the police?
I was treated by the police fairly. I couldn't say any otherwise. But it was quite obvious from the person interviewing me what side she was asking the questions from. But that's perhaps understandable.
What do you mean by that?
That she probably felt that the complainant was telling the truth. But she had to put the questions to me, and I answered them as well as I could.
And you had your solicitor with you?
I had my solicitor with me, yes, of course. That was very important.
And how long did that last, that interview?
It lasted between an hour and a half and 2 hours.
And was there only one interview?
Well, there was two interviews conducted within the same framework or time frame.
So what, you left the police station that day. How are you feeling? Because you're getting an indication now of as far as you're you consider, you're perceiving then the police have a particular way of thinking here. So your attitude leaving the police station was slightly different to entering it.
I suppose, yes, because I suppose when you're under tremendous pressure and you're trying to answer as honestly and as clear as you can, and then after the interview was over and thinking back days and weeks and months afterwards, saying to myself, I should have been more emphatic, I should have been more assertive in my replies. But at the time, I did as well as I could.
You had to wait a year to know whether or not this was going anywhere. What was that year like?
That year was quite difficult because on the 15th of August, I had to step down from my ministry as priest. That was actually the feast of Our Lady of the Assumption. And I vividly recall that Mass, my last Mass, and telling the people that I had to step aside. And we were all in tears.
What did you say to them?
Well, it was a very brief statement that because of an allegation of a child safeguarding nature had come to the fore, that I had to step aside while that was being investigated. Little did I know at that time that it would take almost 2 years before I would be finally cleared legally of the allegation. But during that first year, you're all the time waiting for news that they weren't going to proceed with the prosecution.
And I mean, did you always, out of 100%, how sure were you that this was going to go nowhere in that year period before you heard they were proceeding?
I was very confident because I couldn't imagine because of the nature of the allegations, that they would proceed with the prosecution. So when word came through, I was very disappointed, but felt, right, we now have to fight this legally.